Praise the Lord. The title of this message is Be Not Afraid of the King of Assyria. In the Old Testament, in 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 7, it reads, Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. This was spoke by King Hezekiah in the Old Testament. And we know later in that story as they prayed, the Lord sent forth an angel and killed off the men of King Hezekiah, and he went back home defeated. However, who was modern-day Assyria? Assyria, ancient country in the Middle East, with its center in modern Iraq, along the Tigris and Euphrates River, which have their source in the Aramean Mountains and run almost parallel as far south as Babylonia and Chaldea, flowing into the Persian Gulf. At its height in the 9th century B.C., Assyria also covered areas in modern eastern Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, western Iran, Kuwait, and Egypt. We currently are in the early stages of World War III that will lead us into the Battle of Armageddon. It has been acknowledged by our president, as well as Israel and many other nations, that we are in the early stages of World War III. So then, who is the king of Assyria? The king of Assyria is Satan, who will inhabit the Antichrist in the very near future. So what did the prophet Isaiah say concerning our modern day king of Assyria? In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 25, it reads, And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue is a devouring fire. And his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of vanity, and there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people causing them to err. Well, here we understand right there that the Lord God, just like a horse has a bridle and you slow him down, he's going to put that in their mouth and he's going to pull them back and he's going to cause them to err. We also see that the Lord is angry. He's ready for his wrath to come out upon this evil nation, and his tongue is a devouring fire. Continuing on verse 29, Ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. See, here at the same time, the children of God will be singing hymns unto the Lord and will have gladness in their heart. Continuing on at verse 30, And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lighting down of his arm with the indignation of his anger and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. Tempest is a great and mighty wind. For through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with the rod, and in every place where the ground is staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps, and in battles of shaking will he fight with it. For Tophet is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. We'll explain further on in the lesson why Tophet is ordained of old, but for now let's cross-reference over and see what the book of Revelation chapter 16 reads. Revelation 16 and verse 1, And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worship his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of the water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the water say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. You wonder who's under that altar? Those are the ones that was beheaded for Christ, killed for not taking the mark of the beast. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Now let's recall back what Isaiah says in chapter 30 and verse 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. Continuing on at Revelation 16 and verse 9, And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. The next part of the story comes from Isaiah chapter 31. And it reads, Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also was wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will rise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is hoping shall fall down, and they shall all fall together. For thus hath the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his prey. When a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him, he will not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion, and for the hill thereof. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending also, he will deliver it, and passing over, he will preserve it. Turn ye unto him, from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted. For in that day, every man shall cast away his idols of silver, and his idols of gold, which your hands have made unto you for sin. Then shall the Assyrian fall with the sword, not of a mighty man, and not of a mean man shall devour him, but he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be discomforted. Right here, we'll read here soon in Revelation, that sword is coming out of Jesus Christ's mouth, and he is going to smoke them, and he is going to kill them. Continuing in Isaiah 31 and verse 9, And he shall pass over to a stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem. An ensign is like a symbol of a nation, or like a flag. Here we see the Lord's ensign is fire in Zion, and his furnace is in Jerusalem. Continuing at Revelation chapter 16 and verse 17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided in three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. A talent is approximately 90 to 120 pounds. At this time, I'd like to take your attention back to the Tophet and explain why it was ordained of old. For this, we're going to turn first to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31 and verse 35. It reads, "Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the city shall be built to the Lord from the tower of Hananel unto the gate of the corner, and the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill of Gareb, and shall compass about to Goath, and the whole valley of the dead bodies, and of the ashes, and all the fields unto the brook of Kidron, unto the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy unto the Lord. It shall not be plucked up, nor thrown down any more forever." There's two important things to take notice of here in verse 40. First is the whole valley of the dead bodies. This is going to be the valley of Tophet. The second thing to take notice of, it shall not be plucked up nor thrown down any more forever. So again, why was this land ordained of old? For this we'll find the answer in Jeremiah 7 and verse 29. We'll start our reading there. "Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places, for the Lord hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built in the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tophet, till there be no place. And the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate." Here we see from verses 33 and 34 above that Jeremiah is speaking of the supper of our great God, which will be all the kings of the earth and those that did battle against Jerusalem at the Battle of Armageddon. At this time, I'd like to call your attention to Revelation chapter 19, and verses 11 through 21, and it reads, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of the men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, the Antichrist, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. In closing, I'd like you to turn to Revelation chapter 14 and verses 10 through 12. And it reads, "The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. So we need not fear the king of Assyria, because we are the children of God, and we will reign with Christ forever and ever. Amen."